Well, here's a topic I'm personally connected to today because I'm still getting over whatever that creeping crud was that I had over the weekend. Still have a little bit of it in my sinuses, and so healthcare has certainly been on my mind. Charles Inlander is in the studio with us this afternoon. He's the president of the People's Medical Society and is in town tonight. I love the title of this talk that you're going to be giving. He'll be doing this at the old post office in a couple of hours, 7 o'clock tonight, with a Webster University Public Policy Forum. The speech is entitled, correct me if I'm wrong here, Healthcare Mayhem. Why consumers must recapture America's healthcare system.
You got it right.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where's the mayhem?
Well, for the consumer, it's mayhem all across the board. 80,000 people a year die in hospitals from infections they didn't have when they came in.
Mm-hmm.
100,000 people a year are one person a day. Each day in the hospital, every person can expect a medication error on them. One a day per patient.
Wow.
Anywhere in the country. We know that 80 to 100,000 people die each year in hospitals from negligence. We have a runaway healthcare cost with 45 million uninsured people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not people on Medicaid. These are people, middle-class people, half of whom are fully employed, who can't afford to get medical care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a country that is absolutely leaving a huge portion of the population underserved or unserved. And on top of that, when you go in for services, you're not really getting the quality that you should be expecting.
Now, is that because we as consumers haven't been demanding what we should be getting?
We've let the healthcare system get away from us. That's right. We go to hospitals assuming that they're high quality because the hospital puts a sign out and says we're high quality.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have any data to know if they're high quality. Which hospitals do the best heart bypass surgery in the St. Louis area? Which hospitals have the best outcomes with the fewest number of side effects? Which hospitals have the best cancer care and survival rates from cancer care? Which hospitals have the lowest infection rates by procedure? That kind of data is just not available publicly to most people.
Why not?
Well, because the healthcare system doesn't want you to know. I mean, this is a circle of the wagons mentality. You're supposed to think the hocus pocus of the healthcare system is so wonderful that nothing could go wrong. And when it does go wrong, it's blamed on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give you an infection at the hospital and then they charge you $10,000 a day to get rid of it if you get rid of it or you die.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently had a consumer contact me who had been in the hospital. Her mother had been in the hospital for 7 weeks, told from the first week there was virtually nothing they could do for her. And when she died in the hospital 7 weeks later, they got a bill for $700,000.
Mm.
$700,000 for not being able to do anything for her.
Mm-hmm.
Where else could we put up with this kind of stuff?
Now, would the healthcare system, the people on the medicine side of it, would they tell you, look, we are overwhelmed? You go to a hospital. My wife had a knee problem recently. She's got a torn MCL and torn ACL. It happened on a weekend. We go to the emergency room because we know she's going to need x-rays and probably an MRI. Our physician doesn't have that in the office. He's going to send us there anyway, so we just go right there. 5 hours we're in that hospital.
Right.
And I asked them, is this a normal Sunday? And she said, well, this is actually a normal day for us. We're actually going as quickly as we can.
Yeah, but you see, the hospital doesn't work on a 24/7 basis. They're open 24/7, but they're really staffed up between 9 and 5 on weekdays. They're really not staffed up for the ancillary services. Yes, the emergency room is open on the weekend, and yes, there are people there. But if there are certain tests that need to be done, you're not going to get the results back until Monday when they open up again to do those kinds of services.
Mm-hmm.
These are supposed to be 24/7 places, and they're not operated that way. The fact is, sure, they're overwhelmed with certain types of things. But the fact is that for a lot of things people end up going to the emergency room for, if they were able to go to a doctor or some other place to do it, they would do that. And the hospital emergency room wouldn't be overwhelmed.
Right.
Within 2 years now, between Walmart, Walgreens, and all these other stores, there's going to be 5,000 primary care clinics right in those stores.
Yep.
They're opening up those in these stores. And they should be. And people are going to be able to go without an appointment 24/7 to get to look at their sore throat, to take care of things, which a lot of people are going to the emergency room for because either they don't have insurance or they can't get into their doctor or their doctor isn't there at 11 o'clock.
Right.
Night.
They're using that as their primary care physician.
They are using it as their primary
care. And Walmart just announced today, Carol was mentioning in the newscast, that they're going to be offering $4 generic prescriptions. Are we actually going to have Walmart be the savior of healthcare in this country?
Maybe. I mean, those kinds of look. Walmart is going to be offering $4 or low-cost generics for their employees as well as for the public. That's going to force everybody else to offer generics at those same prices. It's going to drive the prices down. It's the same thing that's happening, basically. They're doing the same thing with $25 and $30 primary care visits at mm-hmm. Walmart. You're going to see doctors doing the same thing in order to compete with this. This is really the opening of health care to all people. You know, there's nothing hocus-pocus about health care. The same quality of provider can be sitting in a Walmart and for $35 mm-hmm. who charges you $85 to walk into some private office with their Mercedes out in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't need that kind of care anymore. This is now very accessible. We've got information coming directly to the consumer, just the kind of information you're able to get about Walmart off the internet mm-hmm. in a given day. You can look up any disease. You can look up characteristics. You can go on a federal website and see what the protocols are for given things, and you can measure doctors against that protocol. So we've had the revolution of information being accessible to the consumer. Now we're starting to get this revolution of care being accessible. I mean, these numbers that I'm talking about are not made-up numbers. It's predicted, and it's as the things are opening, within 2 years, we're going to have 5,000 clinics in Walmart, Kmart, those kinds of places, yeah. run by nurse practitioners who can do a very good job with the things they're going to be asked to do.
It's usually who you see.
Many yeah. times mm-hmm. it is who you see. And, you know, and your doctor isn't there many times during the hours that you're not working. You can't get there. You've got to get Junior back from school. Somebody's got to look after the baby. Your husband and their wife is coming home. You know, this is really changing things. Along with technology, the kind of technology that allows you to monitor your own blood pressure at home, Wi-Fi now without being attached to a piece of equipment. You can test your oxygen levels by putting your finger on a button, and it goes through the Ethernet to a overseer anywhere you want to do it. This is really changing healthcare. So the mayhem is that we're fighting an old system that still wants to stay there, build bigger hospitals, get more doctors into this kind of place, and yet the technology, the medications, the business side of it is moving much more to the consumer. You can go now to individual labs and have your own blood taken without having to have a prescription from your doctor. You've saved yourself the middleman cost to go there and find out what your cholesterol level is.
We're in the studio with Charles Inlander, president of the People's Medical Society, which sounds like he came from communist China. You know, putting peoples there at the top of your organization name is going to have that taint to it. You realize that,
well,
don't you?
Well, you know, we've been around for 26 years now, and you know, doctors have their own organization. Nurses have their organization. Everybody in healthcare has their organization. The people need an organization.
So this is the consumer's health organization.
It's the consumer health organization. Yeah.
Carol had a recent incident with her husband.
Right. When it was a couple of years ago, and Patrick had a sleep study. Kevin, your wife had the same thing.
A sleep study.
And you go and you sleep, and they attach some electrodes to you, and they check out your breathing and whatever. And we get the bill, and it's over $3,000. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the quality and the cost of time, but $3,000, which leads me to the cost of healthcare, the premiums and the prescriptions and the overall cost. I mean, bankruptcy, Paul, people will tell you that one of the top three reasons people file bankruptcy is because of healthcare costs.
It's not one of the top three. It is number one.
Mm. Wow.
The number one issue of bankruptcy is people can't pay their healthcare costs. Your husband could have gone to Hawaii for 3 days at a lot less of a cost and relaxed and would have slept through the night, most likely.
Unfortunately, he couldn't bring Hawaii back with him. That's the problem.
You've got to figure, if a person goes into the hospital.
By the way, I'll just point out that on that trip to Hawaii, would Carol have been with him? No. And that's why he was sleeping better.
Now that's a whole other show.
Shot.
No, the point is that these prices are absurd, and we're being overcharged for so many things. And, you know, I know the healthcare system, you know, there's no reason that a sleep study, for example, has to be done at a hospital per se, paying the overhead of that building. Mm-hmm. It could have been done at a hotel. I mean, go to the nicest hotel in town and pay $350 or $400 a night for a nice room and hook them up with the equipment there.
You can
do the same kind of thing. So, you know, we've created a monster in this country, and we've created a device that is really built around greed. Mm-hmm. It's not really mm-hmm. built around need. And, you know, it's just absurd when we look at these kinds of charges.
How much of this is being driven not by the healthcare providers, but by the healthcare insurers?
Well, the insurers are in cahoots with the providers. You know, you're supposed to think that the insurer is doing you a favor. See, the insurer is supposed to be representing you. You're paying the premium, or your employer is paying the premium. But the deal's made with the provider. They go to the provider first, and they say, how much will you sell us your services for? Mm-hmm. And then they turn around and tell you, for this amount of money, we'll give you those services. Now, isn't that the reverse of your agent? Isn't your agent supposed to come to you and say, Paul says, I got $1,000. He says, well, let me go out and see what I can buy you for $1,000. It doesn't work that way. It should work that way. And that's why you look at something like Medicare, which has really been focused on the consumer. Medicare is the most efficient cost health insurance program in the world. 98 cents of every dollar Medicare spends is on health care. There's not a single private insurer that even comes higher than 92 cents. They're taking off their 8 cents administrative cost, or they're taking off more for profit when it gets down into the 80 cent range. So here's Medicare, the most efficient. It hasn't given hospitals more than 2% increase in payment each year for the last 15 years. It's actually cut the price it pays doctors, and I don't see anybody starving to death out there in the healthcare system.
No, absolutely not.
So what's happened is that In their drive for more money, they've passed it along to the private payer. And the one who really gets hurt the most is the person who has no insurance and has to pay out of their own pocket, because they're paying full retail price for something.
Right.
You know, that $3,000 that your husband paid, or if it wasn't covered by insurance, you know, insurance didn't pay $3,000.
No.
They maybe paid $1,200 of that. But if your husband had come in there without insurance, your bill would have been $3,000.
Right.
That's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go
in somewhere and it's $175 for this procedure. They work out a deal with the provider that it's only going to cost $129 to the insurance company. But if I didn't have insurance, it would be $175 for me.
I was recently at a dermatologist who had me in the room for a total of 4.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I timed it. He removed a small growth on my leg. The bill was $350. I sat there and thought to myself, this is terrific. $350 for 4 minutes worth of work. I'd like to get that kind of hourly wage. And he was probably charging someone else sitting in another room he wasn't even seeing for something,
right.
In
yeah.
terms of that time. So, you know, we've got to get a hold of this as consumers. We can't let this kind of thing go on. We've got to get more accountability from the healthcare system. We've got to get regulations over this kind of mayhem that's really going on in the healthcare system.
I know you'll talk about this at length tonight over the old post office, but one last question for you. Is the primary problem here that the insurance companies and the healthcare providers and the pharmaceutical companies all have much better representation in Washington than we do?
Oh, of course. I mean, look, these folks, not just in Washington, you know, the hospitals have all the local business guys sitting on their boards of directors. The hospitals are healthcare is the number one employer in St. Louis. It's the number one employer in every major city in the country. So the local entities sell them services. They provide products. They don't want to take them on.
Mm-hmm.
At the national level, of course, they're organized. The American Medical Association, American Pharmaceutical Association, American Hospital Association, these folks are organized. You know who gets hurt the most in all this is the middle class, who has absolutely no representation in the United States. The poor have representation. The rich have representation. But the middle class has no one to speak for them, and we're paying the bills. And so that's why in this kind of a debate, where the middle class is the one really in the crunch here, I'm not trying to build a class war here because mm-hmm. it's not the people who are at fault, but there's no voice for the middle class who are paying the bill of health care across the board in this country through the goods and services they buy from employers or from manufacturers and so on. So, you know, we've got to get – that's why I say we've got as consumers to really take charge of this, make our legislators know. You know, the case of the three children who died in the hospital in Indiana this week from the wrong drug
right.
being given to them.
The blood thinner.
Mm-hmm. If you want to see hospitals improve on patient safety, the governor of Indiana should order that hospital closed for 90 days for new admissions.
He'd do it to a restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they closed the hospital for 90 days to new admissions, every hospital in the country would put in everything they needed for safety because they'd go bankrupt in 90 days. All those people would be laid off. The system would shut down. That's exactly what needs to happen. Just one place in the United States, and the whole system would be completely redone.
Charles Inlander will be talking about this. It's a free event tonight at 7 o'clock at the Old Post Office in downtown, part of the Holden Public Policy Forum put together by Webster University. I'm going to have you back sometime, and we'll also talk about your book, Take This Book to the Hospital With You, and Medicine on Trial, and Medicine Made Easy, and lots of other stuff. It's a pleasure having you in here today.
Thank you.
Charles Inlander on the Paul Harris Show, president of the People's Medical Society, here on News Talk 1120 KMOX.